Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Morning Ireland, 23 minutes, 24 minutes to 9. Des is here with the sports news.
I was so optimistic about the Irish cricketers' chances against Afghanistan this morning. And unfortunately, the match has been, it's a washout. No ball bowled and it's abandoned, a point apiece. It was a chance for Ireland to build on the victory over England.
I'm sorry, and I wasn't laughing at them. I was laughing at your optimism.
Yeah, my optimism, yeah. Anyway, it was pushed back from the starting time of 5 a.m. Irish time because of the showers, but the showers refused to relent and an abandonment was declared an hour and a half later. There was still an hour and 10 minutes before the scheduled cut-off, but the recognition would take at least an hour for the ground to dry meant hands were shaking early. So each side takes a point. Ireland move on to 3 points in the group and games against Australia at Brisbane on Monday and New Zealand at Adelaide next Friday still to come. It's perhaps even tougher on Afghanistan because it's their second abandonment in a row, having gone to the World Cup. It happened against New Zealand as well. Australia are due to play England in the next hour at the same venue as Ireland, so we'll see if the rain stops or not for that. Obviously, a draw there would suit Ireland because they'd get a point each, Australia and England. Well, let's get to last night's European soccer action. And Shamrock Rovers played well in a 1-1 draw with Gent of Belgium in the Conference League game at Tallaght Stadium. Rory Gaffney scored in the second minute. Rovers going well, but they had Justin Ferizaj sent off with 20 minutes to go and Ghent equalised 2 minutes later. Tony O'Donoghue got the post-match reaction of Rovers goalkeeper Alan Manus.
Yeah, well, we're obviously a bit disappointed that we didn't come out with a win in the end. We took an early lead and we played really well. I thought they obviously had chances, but they're a good team. We knew that they were going to be strong, but I thought that we'd done well enough to get the win, and then obviously the sending off just completely changed that. It was a bit harsh. I felt the 2 yellow cards that they give, he's only just on for his first yellow card for 2 minutes and he gives him a yellow card, so I thought that was a bit harsh. It changes the game, obviously. It's hard enough for the 11 men to play against a team as good as that, so it became even harder with 10, and I think we had the last 15 minutes with 10 men, so I thought we'd done well to keep it to just one goal against us. But we're learning as we go along. I think we're getting stronger in Europe, and it's going to be important for us next year, the games that we're going through now. But no, I've enjoyed Europe. I've been wanting to get into the group stages for all my career, so over 20 years. You know, I never thought it would happen, so it's pleasing to get there now, and I'm enjoying every game, even though there's some of the games we've conceded goals, you know, 2 or 3 goals in 4 sometimes. It's still been a learning experience, and it's been, I'm just happy and I'm pleased to be part of it all and to have gotten the chance to play, because I didn't know if I would.
Yes, Alan Manus. Elsewhere, West Ham beat Silkeborg 1-0. They have a 100% record. In the Europa League, Cristiano Ronaldo scored in Manchester United's 3-0 win over Sheriff. United are still 3 points behind Real Sociedad in that group, and they meet them in Spain next week. Arsenal remain top of their group despite losing 2-0 to PSV Eindhoven. In tonight's action at home, Finn Harps must not lose at home to UCD if they want to avoid relegation. The 3 other games, Shelburne versus Drogheda, Dundalk versus Bohemians and Sligo Rovers versus St. Pat's. Good start in golf for Seamus Power at the Bermuda Championship. After an opening round of 65, he's just 3 off the leaders, American Austin Smotherman and Harrison Endicott of Australia. In rugby, a young Leinster side is in URC action in Wales this evening. They play Scarlets. Connacht are in Wales tomorrow. And the big game, of course, is at Thomond Park, where Munster hosts Ulster. So let's say good morning to Donal Lennon, who joins us. And Donal, maybe we'll begin with the task of Leinster and Connacht in Wales.
Yeah, Des, look, it's a big weekend of URC action, given that the first block of 7 games finishes now and the tournament goes into a hiatus for 4 weeks with the international break. Leinster, as you mentioned, bringing a very young team to Scarlets. Only a handful of players who lined out against Munster last week. But for me, despite all the changes, despite over 17 players in the full Ireland squad, a second row of Ross Maloney, Jason Jenkins, a back row, Reese Ruddock, Scott Penny and Max Deegan, with international halfbacks, Luke McGran, Ross Byrne, I still think they have enough to beat the Scarlets, even playing away from home, which of course would finish this portion of the campaign with incredibly 7 wins out of 7, which would be an amazing feat.
Yeah, and for Connacht?
Look, Connacht have been coming. We know a difficult start to the campaign for them, but they finally, you know, they got a great win against Scarlets last week, you know, against the likes of Leinster and Ulster. They had shown great resilience in defence. Their set piece had been very good, but they just couldn't convert try-scoring opportunities. They did that against Scarlets last week with five tries, so I'd fancy them going over to Ospreys to get a win there.
All right, that brings us to the big game in Thomond tomorrow evening when Munster host Ulster.
Yeah, look, it's an amazing game, really. It's Munster's third Inter-Pro in 4 weeks. They've lost to Connacht, they've lost to Leinster, so it's a massive game for Munster from that point of view. An element of the unknown in this one, Des, as we know, Ulster were in South Africa for the past 2 weeks, but their game against the Sharks had to be cancelled. 29 players down with gastroenteritis. I know they flew back from South Africa last Sunday night, so God only knows what condition a lot of their players are in. For Munster, it becomes a must-win game. I mean, they went up to the Aviva last week. There was a fear factor there, given the number of players they were missing. They had to perform. There was a lot of positives in the performance, but yet they ended up being beaten by 14 points. They really need to win this one, and that necessity might just push them over the line. But that said, the caveat is what team are Ulster in a position to face. We don't know how those players have recovered from that recent bout of illness and their travels. So, you know, there is a bit of the unknown among this game. But the pressure, Munster had to perform against Leinster. This time out, they have to win.
All right, it'll be fascinating. Thanks a million for that, Donald, coverage on RT on that game tomorrow evening. In Gaelic Games, Wicklow GA has announced a £1.5 million joint sponsorship agreement with Echelon Data Centres and the home builder Beaconshaw. It ranks amongst the GA's top earners. The £300,000 per year deal will last until 2028. The Irish Rugby League team plays New Zealand in the World Cup in Headingley this evening, and Katie Taylor weighs in later today for her fight at Wembley Arena tomorrow against the Argentinian Karen Carabajal, and racing this evening is in Dundalk. And finally, just a word of good luck to everyone running in the Dublin City Marathon on Sunday. It's been twice postponed because of COVID. There's 25,000 of them going, so good luck to them.
Get out there and cheer for them, Des. Thank you very much.